China hacking the United States of America, and it's okay? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. You know the routine. Please hit the thumbs up on this video, no matter how you're watching it. Please share it, no matter how you're watching or listening. Even on the podcast. Do me a favor. You see the rumble right there. Hit the thumbs up. Share the video. Same thing with YouTube. Hit the thumbs up. Share the video. If you're watching on Facebook, explanation point. Type this in the chat. Explanation point. Notify. Just like you see it there. Explanation point. Notify. Just like that. No spaces or anything. Explanation point. Notify. It will turn on notifications. And you can always turn them off later on if you choose. So choose to. Okay. Let's get right into it. Because I have so much. I mean, it's like everything is happening so quick. And as soon as you think that, okay, it's like a slow news day, then bam, it just explodes. There's so much craziness happening. Now, let me remind y'all of something. Y'all remember when President Trump in 2016, they kept saying,
Kung flu, oh, wait a minute. Russia.
Let me turn it up for you.
Russia.
Remember they kept saying,
Russia.
Interfered, it was hacking.
Russia.
Remember they kept saying it.
Russia.
They kept saying it over and over, but now
China
is actually doing the hacking.
China.
And what do you think they do? Now, let me remind you of something else. Remember, they were saying that Russia was hacking, Russia was interfering. They kept saying this over and over and over and over again. Well, come to find out, it wasn't true. Now, does Russia hack into the United States of America? Sure. Do they hack everywhere else? Absolutely. Do we hack other nations? You'd be naive if you think we don't. But they don't want to talk about
China
actually hacking into America. Listen to John Kirby, because he literally gives an excuse to China for hacking the United States of America government emails. I'm like, oh, well, we still need to get along with them. So what? They hacked us. So what? So what? They did hack us. What do you think we should do? Hold them accountable for it? Get out of here.
Thanks, Kirby. I want to ask you about the Chinese hacking campaign that affected Secretary Raimondo, among others. Do you have an update on how much damage may have been caused by this hack, what information was taken, and also what does this episode tell you about the Chinese's ambitions and capabilities with regard to spying?
Okay, there's a lot there. So just let me set it up here. It's important to remember what this was. It was an intrusion into Microsoft cloud services on an unclassified level. And this intrusion allowed the hackers to get access to some email traffic, particularly that is the main concern here of various government officials and agencies. The reason Microsoft knew about it was because we told them about it. We found it and alerted them to that. And in so doing, we also took steps immediately to minimize any further impact by this intrusion and to close down any additional vulnerabilities.
So at what point are they going to hold
China
accountable? At what point do they hold them accountable? Do they go, well, we know it took place and we're just going to let it go? Was it the Chinese government? Was it the CCP? You know, the same CCP that's been working really close with the Biden regime? That one. The same one that Joe Biden has been depleting our reserves for? Our fuel reserves, the oil reserves. Is that the same
China
government that they've been working with? I'm just asking the question here. They hacked into the United States of America government emails. How is that not being taken as a direct threat to our national security? If you ask me, it is. If it was
Russia.
Man, like I don't even know my buttons.
Russia.
It was Russia, they would be like, oh, my goodness, we're going to hold Putin accountable.
Russia.
We're going to hold him accountable. We're not going to let him get away with this. You know that's what they will be saying.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
But since it's
China,
they have a completely different outlook on it. Isn't it really interesting that because it is
China,
that they're downplaying it? They're acting like it's family really members not of that victims big of
are
a
saying
deal?
That the decisions you have made are unfair to them.
What is that?
That sentences that criminals have been given are excessively lenient, and that perpetrators that? Are favored over this victims.
Here? This one here.
What's your response to that?
I feel definitely my heart goes out to the people who have lost loved ones in this community. Who have, so we at the district attorney's office are very, very committed to making sure that we're providing the best services. Some people are not able to act.
Okay. There we go. Over there playing stuff. It's not even part of it. I'm glad it wasn't no music because you would have killed us. All right. So let's go to this next one with John Kirby, because he was in a press conference and they're asking him about China hacking into the United States of America. And also, go ahead, hit the share button on this. It's like, you know, because of all this information coming out about the Biden crime family, about the Democrats and how this federal government has just failed the American people, they've been really kicking in the gear with the censorship. And I'm noticing, I just happened to look on Facebook, and Facebook, they're killing me right now. And we have an article to explain why Facebook is killing me right now. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But listen to this. Listen to this with Kirby.
Are you doing enough to proactively prevent the Chinese or another government from gaining access into our, you know, government emails?
We work at it every single day. Does that mean that you can prevent every single attack of every single nature? No. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes they get through.
Sometimes they get through. And someone just said in the comments, John Kerry. No, it's not John Kerry. It's John Kirby. John Kirby. I don't think I was saying John Kerry. John Kerry, he's the nut job trying to, you know, tax us for the weather. You know, the one that doesn't fly around on private jets. But come to find out, it's been, you know, they said that his wife owns a private jet, but he doesn't own a private jet. Really? Make that make sense. Here's another one with John Kirby talking to the press corps about the hacking into the United States of America. And I mean, he just literally gives China a pass, a blatant pass. So what if they're hacking us? Okay, let's just say that they are hacking us. Do you think we should stop talking to them? Do you think we should hold them accountable? No, absolutely not. We're not going to hold them accountable. We're just going to say, okay, please don't do it again and move along. Watch.
Even if it is a hacking group from the PRC, it doesn't mean that you torpedo an entire bilateral relationship, the most consequential in the world, militarily, economically, politically, because of one act. You deal with it. You hold people accountable as appropriate. But you still got to work on making sure this relationship, this competition, and it is a competition, Jackie, is handled responsibly.
Yeah, I mean, you hear this? It is a competition. It is a competition. When President Trump was in the White House, they didn't want President Trump working with any of these nations. They didn't want President Trump bringing peace. Remember Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man? They wanted President Trump and Little Rocket Man to get in the fight and start World War III. They wanted that. They wanted President Trump to go to war with Iran when they shot down the drone. They wanted that. It's really interesting because I remember when I was growing up and I was just, you know, kind of like paying attention to politics just a little bit, just here and there. And people would tell me information and they would say that the Democrats are all about love and peace. And they said that the Republicans are warmongers. The Republicans want to take us to war. They kept pushing that narrative constantly. Well, come to find out, none of that is true. The Democrats, they're warmongers. They're warmongers, and they have sinister, demonic reasons why they want the United States of America, along with other nations, to go to war. The war in Ukraine could have been over with by now, but they didn't want it to be over because they have other demonic reasons why they want that war to continue. There's little reasons, little children reasons why they want that war to continue.
I mean, Will, do you think that the reason why the media is asking Kirby the question, because we want to know if China was held accountable? We don't want excuses of course it's going to happen. We want to know what happened as a result of them.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. They hacked us. What are you doing about it?
Right.
Oh, we're not going to do anything. We'll just pat them on the wrist. Please don't do it again. And why they're saying don't telling us not to do it again. Do you think China is going to stop doing that? Absolutely not. They're going to continue hacking into the United States of America. Joe Biden might as well just give him the keys. Look, just think about this, people. China. They just flew a balloon from the West Coast all the way over to the East Coast. Right? I guess for your viewer, for you watching it, from the West Coast all the way over to the East Coast. Right? And they didn't shoot it down. They said, well, we can't shoot it down for safety reasons. Everybody in America said, look, shoot the daggum thing down. There was plenty of places when it got over the military base, shoot the daggum thing down. But they did not shoot it down. They allow it to go across the country, gathering all of the military data on the United States of America that they wanted to get. And then when it got to the East Coast, then they shot it down. Same thing here. They're allowing
China
to hack as much as they want, apparently. And they're not going to do anything to prevent them from hacking. Now, you had Yellen. Shannon, did you know? So, you know, you're aware that Yellen went over to China, right? And while she was over there talking in China, she was asked. She wasn't asked why she was there. This lady on this, I don't even know what news network this is, but split screen it for me. This lady, she's in an interview with this lady, and this lady asked Yellen, did you know about the hacking when you were over in China?
China.
And did you ask them about it? What do you think she, if let's just say she knew about it, Shannon. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I haven't played it yet. Let's say she knew about it, right? Or let's say she didn't. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. But let's just go for the sake of the conversation here. Let's just say she did know about it. And she's asked about this lady about the hacking into the United States of America government emails. What do you think her response would be?
If she did know?
Yeah, like, you know, so this lady's going to ask her, did you know that China hacked into government emails when you went and visited in China? Did you know? What do you think she's going to say?
I would think she'd say, that's not my concern. That's not my job.
Pretty much, right? But she says she didn't know. Watch.
When did you learn about the China email hacking? I'm curious if you had a chance to maybe bring this up on your trip to Beijing.
Oh, how do I answer this? Watch this.
I believe I did not know about that in Beijing. It wasn't one of the things that we discussed.
I believe I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught on to that.
What does that
mean? I don't believe that I was aware of that, right? Instead of just saying, no, I wasn't aware. No, this was, you know, I just learned about this recently. But she says, I believe, you know, is that lying? Is that lying? How many of y'all in the comments think she's lying? How many of y'all in the comments?
I'm not going to say anything. Come on now.
How many of y'all in the comments? Are we able to put the comments on the screen? Okay.
Momentarily.
I'm going to look here on my mobile device here. I'm going to look at my mobile device. How many of y'all think that Yellen is lying? Because personally, I mean, I don't know. She could be telling the truth. But when she says, I believe, I don't know. I mean, really? How do you believe?
Queen Helen on YouTube said Yellen is a liar. Patriot Pure Blood said she's part of the swamp. 100% true. Yes.
She's Bernie a swamp creature liar. For real.
Yeah, over here on Rumble, let's see.
I'm looking on Liberty YouTube and people saying, yeah, she's lying. Yeah, people are giving a thumbs up. She's lying, yeah. Saying, yes, yeah, she's lying. This is on Facebook. David said, yes.
But, well, that's
Wayne
what they
said
do.
She's lying.
I mean, it doesn't even matter what they're talking about. They always hide the truth. They don't tell the truth in its entirety, right? Yeah,
they're constantly lying.
I mean, even the press secretary never has anything on anything.
Yeah.
She has no information about anything.
Oh, yeah. And based on Karine Jean-Pierre, I have a video that I'm going to share with you when I flip over to Rumble. So y'all need to make sure you stay tuned because I have a video of Karine Jean-Pierre actually telling the truth. It's like unbelievable. I have a video that I'm going to share for you that she's telling the truth, but you have to watch it on Rumble. Shannon, this next story that I have here is going to pertain to an article that you were telling me about earlier today about the police department. Can we put the article? Do we have it where we can put the article on the screen about the police department? And this was in L.A., right?
Yep.
This is in L.A. with the police department. And look, so put this up on the screen. Look at this, everybody. Look at this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. It says L.A. Police Union boss tells cops to leave the city. Go somewhere that understands your worth. That's right. You heard it right. This is what they said. They said, go somewhere that respects the work you do and you don't have to beg for a great contract, she wrote. She went on to say, go somewhere that has a city council or city manager that openly acknowledges the great work you do. Go somewhere that doesn't have two or more city council members who hate you. No exaggeration. She's 100% right. This is crazy that they actually are now saying this, Will. I mean, this is a city in the state of Newsom who says they're tough on crime. And it's so great there,
yeah.
Right? Even police officers and police officer unions are fleeing the state.
The LA Police Union. Yeah, LA Police Union boss tells cops to leave the city.
And let me tell you why.
You know what? Wait, you know, hold on, Shannon. You know what this makes me think about? You know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about, you know, I'm a kind of a fan, right? I used to watch it all the time. This TV show back in the day called Batman and Robin. I used to watch this TV show and it was really interesting to me. And I didn't realize until I got older because Batman was always running around chasing the bad guys and he would catch the bad guys and then hand them over to the police officers. But then the very next episode, these same bad guys, our different bad guys would be running out around the street and Batman would catch him and then hand him over to the police officers, right? And then maybe one or two episodes later on, then the bad guy, again, the same bad guy that he just handed over to the police officer, would be right back out on the street committing crimes. It's almost like that, right? I mean, it really is. Except for we don't have a Batman. If we have a Batman that's actually apprehending these criminals, then they put Batman in jail and let the criminals out in jail. And that's exactly what's happening here. But when you have the LA Police Union boss telling the cops to leave the city, that's powerful.
Should we tell
them
what
profane? Profound. Yo, yeah, let's tell them about what the LAPD police chief did. What? Okay, now think about it. We're talking about a police chief that has many years on the police force, which you would think the police chief out of everybody on the police force, they would have the back. They would have the backs, right, of the men and women in blue that serve under them. But what? Look at this.
Yep, the LAPD chief is accused of feeding personal data to anti-police activists. Bounty on our officers. This is crazy. Police union says release of such materials puts a bounty on our officers. Thousands of photos, names, and other personal information for police in Los Angeles were released to an anti-police group that has published the material on a website, sparking a complaint against the city's top cop from the officers' labor union. It says this site just went up a day or two ago and puts a bounty on our officers. Robert Rico, general counsel for the Los Angeles Police Protective League, said, we are going to court to try and get it taken down and have sent cease and desist demands to Google and Twitter. A police abolitionist group called Stop LAPD Spying Coalition was unable to obtain records for all police officers in the city through a public records request and then posted the information on a website titled Watch for Watchers. This is literally the LAPD chief doxing
his own men department. And women in the police department. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. And I've always talked about woke cops. I said, you know, I told people, I said, do y'all think there are any woke cops? And people said, Will, there's no woke cops. There's no woke cops. And the only reason why I brought that up, because I actually ran across some woke cops. I'm like, are you kidding me? How in the world can you be a police officer? How in the world can you be a black person? How in the world can you be Asian, Hispanic, or even white and support the Democrat Party? Because the Democrat Party, they hate white people. They say all white people are racist. Look what they're doing. The Democrat Party is the one that enslaved black people. The Democrat Party wants to keep affirmative action to hurt Asian people and white people. So I don't understand. The Democrat Party wants to have open borders to allow and to coerce Mexicans and anyone else who want to make that track across the southern border and allow them to get bit by rattlesnakes and other creatures, eating them up alive, dying out there, starvation and water. So why, when the world with the police chief, any police officer support the leftist demonic group that wants to defund them? They have big signs. They've been doing campaigns, defund the police. And now they try to say, well, no, it's the conservatives. It's you conservatives that want to defund the police, because the conservatives want to get the FBI in check, because they've been working for the Democrat Party. As long as the FBI is doing that, they don't have any issues with it. But the police officers, they're out there arresting actual criminals. And oh my goodness, how dare you arrest them? Why do you think the DA has been letting these criminals back out onto the street? They've been letting back out onto the street. Which brings me to this video here. Look at this one. This is in the Bay Area. You remember, Shannon, just not too long ago, they got rid of the DEA in the Bay Area because all of the crime that was rising through the roof. You recall that in the Bay Area?
Right.
Well, now they're still having the same problem. All they did was move one tyrant and added a new tyrant.
I mean, that's what they do.
Yes. Yes.
Family members of victims are saying that the decisions you have made are unfair to them, that sentences that criminals have been given are excessively lenient, and that perpetrators are favored over victims. What's your response to that?
I feel definitely my heart goes out to the people who have lost loved ones in this community. So we at the district attorney's office are very, very committed to making sure that we're providing the best services. Some people are not able to actually appreciate the work that we do.
The work of
now, look at this. This is her. Look at this sweater she has on, Shannon. Look at this sweater.
War on injustice?
Yes.
Yeah, total activist.
She's the DEA.
Yeah.
She's the DEA, and she has a T-shirt on that says War on Injustice, right? So basically what they're doing the exact same MO. The criminals being released right back out into the streets like it's nothing, like it's not even a problem. They're doing the same thing in D.C. Catch the criminal, catch and release. Well, the last time I was in D.C., I was talking to some police officers, and I said, let me ask you a question. I mean, what is the morale like? I'm trying to remember exactly how I said it, but to the extent of what is the morale like of the police department knowing that once you catch these criminals, that they're probably going to be right back on the street, like making your job that much harder to the point to where in D.C., everybody, they're giving $25,000 bonuses to men and women that is willing to join the police department. $25,000 bonus if you join the police department, because the men and women, just like in L.A., they're leaving the police force. And this is by design. They want more corruption. It's going to truly be escape from L.A., escape from New York. That's what they want. Have you ever seen those movies? Escape from New York? Very good movie. It's a little dated now. Very good movie. Then they did one, Escape from L.A.? Very good movie. But that's exactly what they want. Watch.
Kamala Price has been focused on progressive reforms, including alternatives to incarceration and not charging juveniles as adults. Now, official paperwork to launch a recall has been filed.
There are people who say that we are here because they don't feel safe.
I was elected because the people in this community didn't feel safe, unfortunately.
Wow.
We know that crime under my predecessor was, you know, pretty much exploding. The DA's role has really no impact on crime.
Now, you notice she had a hard time saying about her predecessor, Shannon, that the crime was exploding under her predecessor. She had a hard time. The crime is still exploding.
And then she says she's not doing anything about it. She doesn't have any power. So then why did you impeach the guy before you? Why'd you get rid of him if he really didn't have any power and you were going to be in the same situation?
He wasn't doing his job.
She's not doing her job.
And
either.
She's not doing it. They did was replace one tyrant with another.
Yep. It's always not their fault.
And you know what, right? It looks like the last guy, Shannon, what was he?
He was white.
Oh.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. Look at it. See? You're going to point that out.
He, they got rid of him for doing the exact same thing that she's doing.
Right.
But he is the problem because he's white. There it is. Am I wrong?
No.
Let's put the comments on the screen. Put the comments on the screen. Will, you're wrong. If I'm wrong about that, that's the reason why they got rid of him, because she's doing the exact same thing he's doing. Am I wrong? I'm looking in the comments, and you can say, yes, Will, you're wrong. She's doing a great job. This is exactly what we need for our communities. I'm serious. I would like to know. I'm looking in the comments right now. And Mona on Facebook says, checkmate. John says, you're right. Right? I mean, this is exactly what they want. They want this crime. And they got rid of him because he's white, and they put her in. She's black. So it's okay for her to allow these hardened criminals to go back out on the street, because this is what they've been working for, working towards. Let me show you this other commie. Yeah, everyone is saying, no, you're right. Come on, Will, get a grip. You know you're right on that. Look at this one. Split screen this one. Look at this. This dude here. You see this dude here? He's out of the state of Florida. And he calls the people in the state of Florida fascists. He's calling them fascists when he's sitting on a panel with fascists himself, the actual fascists. Listen to this, because he's going to talk about the people in the state of Florida. And then, but this, what was this, like a summit or something? Because this summit, I guess they were having this event, they were actually talking about Israel, but they hate Israel and they hate Republicans. They hate America and they hate God. But watch how he talks about basically the Republicans in the state of Florida.
I ran on this. You know, I come from a state that's run by a fascist. And when yes, boo. And when
we can boo more for Ron DeSantis.
Boo. And it's not just him. There's an apparatus, right? But either way.
You see that? It's not just him, it's the apparatus. But either way, they're basically just all of the Republicans in the Florida state, right? All of them. Now, I know, I mean, I have my reservations about Ron DeSantis. I wish Ron DeSantis would just remain a governor, just, you know, did that until 2028. He would have been phenomenal. It would have been a completely different story. But he chose to do otherwise because he got caught up and took the bait. He really did. He took the bait. Well, anyways, at this Netroots Nation, whatever that means, this summit, basically hating on. Now, wait a minute. Think about this. Didn't they go after Kanye West because they were saying he was anti-Semitic, Shannon? There was a couple other people that they were going with they were saying bad things about Jewish people and Israeli, right? So they went after him bad. Split screen it.
And by the way,
why don't they go after her? What were you going to say?
Netroots Nation is a progressive platform that now invites guests to debate and have talks.
It's not a debate.
Well,
I mean, these people, they're not on a debate. They're on here pushing hatred.
Yeah, totally.
And listen to this. Because, again, Israel, in the Bible, it clearly says the land belongs to the Israelis, where they are, where they currently are. Even in the Quran. Go look it up. Even the Quran said this was the promised land for the Jewish people. It says it, but they overlooked that because of their hatred for them. Talking about anti-Semitic, well, how come they don't ever do nothing? I thought they were against people being anti-Semitic. But listen to this, because of course the Israelis, they're occupying Israel. They're occupying the occupiers. Listen.
And we definitely need people who know what it's like to experience occupation. Whether it is in Ukraine or Palestinian people who have now experienced occupation and displacement for 75 years.
Really? You see this? And they're all cheering her on for what she's saying, as if the Israelis don't belong there. So where do Israelis belong, according to the left? And it is the left. Where do they belong? According to Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, the whole squad, they believe that Israel should not even exist. They actually believe that. They should go someplace else. We don't care where they go, but just not there. Why don't they want them to be there? Allow the people just to have the land. We're on the same planet. See, I used to have this thing when I was a lot younger. I used to think, I was like, you know what? And one day I woke up, I said, why? And when I started figuring out, you know, started paying just a little attention before I even got into all the politics and everything, I was paying attention. I was looking, I said, why are they even caring about them living in that section of the world? Why even care? Why even care? Let them have it. We're on the same planet. And see, that's what's really crazy to me. We're all on the same planet, the third rock from the sun. We're all on it. And we can't even get along. That don't make any sense to me. It's like so petty to me. I'm like, I mean, really? Let them have it. Let them have it. And they said, well, it's a holy land. You have Mecca. Let them have it. The Israelis not trying to take that. Let them have it. But I get it. There's world domination on the planet, right? It's been like that from the beginning of time. There's always world domination, right? Dominate this, dominate that. Well, guess what? The Israelis, they conquered the land. The land belongs to them. Even if you want to have it in your mind that they weren't there to begin with, but they were. It's been documented. But let's just say they weren't. Then they took it. Just like the United States of America. It has been conquered. And the United States of America is the greatest nation on planet Earth right now. And they don't like it. Well, of course, they're all in this debate summit type deal here. And of course, you have Palestinian people protesting at their event. Make this make sense. Watch this. I mean, you can't make it up, people. It's like this is them truly like eating their own. I mean, watch.
How great were they? How great were they?
Yeah. The future,
I mean, just shut their whole thing down. So they're waving the Palestinian flag in front of the cameras, and the people on stage can't even get a word out.
I'm your ally.
What did I say?
I thought
you
said Ukraine.
Thank you.
No, I said Palestinian flag. That's not a Ukrainian flag. It's a Palestinian flag. But they're waving it in front of the panel.
Thank you.
In front of the camera.
We hear you. We hear you and we feel you.
We hear you and we feel you. Now sit down and shut up. We're trying. And see, the thing is, they're trying to put the message out there that we're on your side and we are against Israel. Listen, right here, because here, what's her name again?
Jayapal.
Yeah, that's right. I can never remember her name. Not that I care to. Jayapal. She watch, because this other lady that's sitting next to her was trying to talk to them and calm them down. Well, she stands up and she's able to calm them down, but she has a message. Listen how hateful her message is towards Israel.
I'll just leave. Maybe I should just walk off.
Guys, can I say something? Can I say something as somebody that's been in the streets and has participated in a lot of demonstrations? I think.
And a lot of her activism, right? She's an activist. She's still an activist. They just voted an activist into position. And listen to what she says, though. Listen to what she says about Israel. Israel.
I want you to know that we have been fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state.
Did y'all hear this? We've been fighting to make it clear that Israel is what? A racist state. You hear this? Israel is our biggest ally, if not our only ally. Well, no, they're not the only one, but they're our biggest ally in the Middle East.
I want you to know that we have been fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state, that the Palestinian people deserve self-determination and autonomy, that the dream that the dream of a two-state solution is slipping away from us, that it is not, that it does not even feel possible. It does not even feel possible. And I want you to know that while you may have arguments with whether or not some of us on stage are fighting hard enough, I do want you to know that there is an organized opposition on the other side, and it isn't the people that are on this stage.
So Shannon, she goes up there and she literally calls Israel a racist state. So now we have an article, right, where she, well, she backtracked that?
Yeah.
What's in this article? Can we put the article on the screen here?
Yep, it says Jayapal backtracks after calling Israel a racist state. So you want to know what she is saying now?
What is she saying now?
I do not believe the idea of Israel as a nation is racist. I do, however, believe...
Wait. She doesn't believe what? Because that's...
the idea of, right...
She's lying.
I mean, she's totally...
she's totally lying. She said what she meant to say the first time. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, and then listen, she said, I do, however, believe that Netanyahu's extreme right-wing government has engaged in discriminatory and outright racist policies, and that there are extreme racists driving that policy within the leadership of the current government.
And there it is. And there it is. It's all about the extreme right wing, right? Those that want to do right by their nation.
It's still a racist statement. It's totally inappropriate.
It's 100% racist.
For somebody in Congress to be making those statements.
So,
as she even said, Will, there is an organized movement. She is exposing the fact that her, Ilhan Omar.
So let me ask you this. You remember when the last time they were hateful like this towards Israel, Nancy Pelosi kicked in the gear because you're talking about a lot of money coming from the Jewish community. Like I was talking about earlier, why do black people, Asian people, Hispanic people, and even white people support the Democrat Party? Why do Jewish people support them? I mean, it really doesn't make any sense to me. It's an oxymoron. You can't be a Christian and a Democrat either. You cannot do it. Right. If you say you're a Christian and you're a Democrat and you still vote in Democrat ticket, you're a hypocrite and you're lying. You're lying. You're a Sino Christian in name only. Sino. Might as well be Sino. I'm just saying. Have you ever heard about Joe Biden letting the world know that we're about to run out of ammunition here in the United States of America? Have you ever heard that? People were asking Joe Biden, why is he sending these cluster bombs to Ukraine? And he says, because we are running out of ammunition. So if we're running out of ammunition and we're the ones providing all of the military surplus to Ukraine, well, most of it, right? I guess 90% of it to Ukraine, and we are running out. What does that say to the rest of the world? Joe Biden just told
China
and
Russia
that we're about to run out of resources. What does that say to them? Oh, they're about to run out. So if they're about to run out, do you think this would be a good time to hit America? I'm just saying. I hope that's not the case, but I'm just asking the question.
Also, pay attention to who they blame.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Russia.
Just like the gas prices went up. Because the war in Ukraine, because of
Russia.
We're running out of bullets because of
Russia.
You can't make it up. Listen to this on the Communist News Network talking about Ukraine receiving cluster bombs.
President Biden said recently that the U.S. gave cluster bombs to Ukraine in part because the U.S. is low on other ammunition to give the Ukrainians. That's a pretty shocking admission. Is it acceptable to the Biden administration that the U.S. is low on ammunition, and what are you going to do about it?
Well, when we came into office.
Now, listen. Have you heard this from Shannon? Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, and we were talking right real quick right here, and she was like, they're probably going to end up blaming Trump, right? Because under Trump, we had more problems under Trump, and Trump is the reason why we don't have any more, you know, ammunition. It wouldn't surprise me if they went that far, too, because that's how stupid these liberals are.
We found that the overall stocks of 155 ammunition, which is the NATO standard ammunition you use for artillery rounds, was relatively low. But more importantly, Jake, we discovered that the ability to mass produce that ammunition would take not days or weeks or months, but years to get to the level that we needed. So the President Biden ordered his Pentagon to work rapidly to scale up the ability of the United States to produce all the ammunition we could ever need for any conflict at any time in the future. We are in the middle of doing that.
So he just admitted right there, Shannon, that it is Trump that they're blaming for this.
Yeah.
He just admitted. That's what he's saying. Trump had the numbers down. How was that not a lie? Because President Trump was building up the military.
Well, actually, the shortage started happening under Obama, right? A lot of things happened under Trump. I don't think he really had the time to finish doing everything he wanted to do. You are right. He did start investing more money in the military. But then, of course, you know, COVID hit and all these other things were really up against him. So really, we have to be honest. It actually started happening under Obama. Trump didn't have enough time to fix every single thing that Obama did for 8 years. And then, of course, then it swung under Biden, who's just an extension of Obama. So yep. It's crazy. There was this article even on Forbes back in 2013 talking about, is Obama administration the cause of gun ammunition shortages? So this isn't something that happened under Trump.
Exactly.
This happened before Trump and it continued under Biden.
And it was really interesting. I remember when Obama was in office, he was buying all of these rounds of bullets that are not even used, that goes against the Geneva Convention for war. And he was buying them up. They said he was buying up millions and millions and millions of rounds.
Yeah, you remember that? People were asking, buying this ammunition?
Exactly. Why is he buying this all up? And they were saying he's buying it up for, to cause the market to go up, to make it more expensive for, you know, the everyday person to go out and buy bullets so they can defend themselves. It was really interesting. I don't think we ever really got an answer because the press, of course, they didn't ask Obama any tough questions. They threw the softball questions out there to him every single time. Because Obama could do no wrong. I have a video where Karine Jean-Pierre is actually telling the truth. What? Now, disclaimer. I'm pretty sure this is either some really good editing or it was AI. Okay? I'm putting it out there. And this is the only way you'll ever get Karine Jean-Pierre to appear to be telling the truth. This is the only way. Her in reality, she'll never tell the truth. But look at this with Karine Jean-Pierre as the truth in her voice. Watch.
Hi, Karine. Can you speak about the crimes that the president's son committed while he was in office?
So look, again, I have to be very mindful about not talking about certain things. I can't talk about the dozens of hookers that Hunter Biden hired. I can't talk about all the crack and Parmesan cheese he smoked. I can't talk about the M&Ms he put on his penis so his dead brother's wife could eat them. I can't talk about his pedo obsession with his niece. I'm not able to talk about that. I can't talk about the millions of dollars Joe and Hunter took in bribes from China, Russia, and Ukraine. And I definitely can't talk about the fact that Joe and Hunter Biden should be in jail for treason. I can't talk about that.
I can't talk about that. Now, of course, like I said, there was probably AI generated, and that's the only way you'll ever get anything to sound truthful coming out of her pie hole. Other than that, don't even expect it. Never expect it. Let me share something else with you that I could not share on the Fascist Book or YouTube. This was a story about a teacher, and this is a black teacher with a young white student. Now, this was back when the COVID was still going around.
Kung flu.
Right. And they were forcing kids to wear masks. And if you look at this video, you can see that the little girl, she has a mask on, and the black teacher has the mask on her chin. Right. Not even wearing them properly. Right. You can't even get on the airplane unless you're wearing proper. You got to pull them up. The face mask Nazis will come around until you pull it up. But for those of you that have never seen this, this is absolutely disturbing. This is an old video, but watch what happens. And I want you to keep in mind, imagine the teacher was white and the kid was black doing this.
You don't like what the rest of you, right? You wouldn't like it, right?
So don't do it again. Don't.
I want to punch that black lady in the face. I want to punch her in the face. And see, the only reason why I make emphasis on her color, her complexion, because if that little girl was black and the teacher was white, they would probably burn the school down, calling it straight up racism. But see, none of that happened in this case. If I was that little girl's parents and I saw this video, that they would have to put me in jail. If that was my child, I mean, they're probably still going to put me in jail, even though it's not my child. See, that's why, you know what, that's why I think God keep me away from these things, that I can just talk about them. Because if I was in that situation and I saw that happen, I'm telling you, I think my fist would be in the back of her face. Hitting the back of her skull, I'll bury it. Because you're doing this to a child. And that little girl can't do anything she can't defend herself against that.
Now put it on my mama, boy. I will hurt you. Don't do it again. Can I get up now, please? Please stop your bitch ass face in.
I can't stop.
Just
please let me
go. You can go. Bye.
That infuriates me.
And you know what? The little girl is still trying to be respectful.
Yeah.
Even after she's being treated that way. And you know what, Will? Here's the point. That's still happening today.
It is happening.
Because there's such a division driven by the left to create black people to hate white people. And we're talking about even kids. You know, some of these people get in positions of power and they feel like they have to teach these white kids a lesson.
Well, that's the whole point of CRT. That's exactly the point of CRT, to teach white kids that they're oppressing black kids and for black kids to hate white kids because they're being oppressed. Even though some of these white kids have on $30 sneakers and these black kids got on $75, $150 sneakers, but they're the ones being oppressed, right? It's ridiculous. It's they do this because they want this division. Talking about division, listen to this wicked witch from the West talking about division. And she's talking about extremists while she has an extremist sitting right behind her.
Yeah, she's at the retirement party for Jesse Jackson.
In this moment, across our country, we are witnessing hard-fought, hard-won freedoms under full-on attack by extremist so-called leaders. And these extremists have an agenda.
I mean, right? I mean, Jesse Jackson has an agenda. He's a race baiter. This is retirement thing or whatever it is. And he's probably saying, okay, can we pass around the plate now? Can we pass around the plate? It's my retirement. Right. Y'all give me some money. Pass around that plate, okay? Let's do the Lord's work. That's what he's probably saying right now.
An agenda to divide us as a nation. An agenda to attack the importance of diversity and equity and inclusion and the unity of the Rainbow Coalition.
Right there in the Rainbow Coalition. And the Rainbow Coalition is not anything, to my understanding, that has to deal with the sodomite, right? They just call it the Rainbow Coalition because there's a whole bunch of black people getting together. But it might as well be because they all have the same ideology. They all have the same demonic ways about them. So it might as well be. And you know what? And I talked about it earlier when someone was talking about, is Will Johnson saying John Kerry or John Kirby? And I was talking about John Kirby. But now I want to bring up something about John Kerry. But in this case, it's with Kamala Harris. You know, climate change is all about them depopulating the earth. That's what it really is. In order to change the carbon emissions that they keep talking about, we have to get rid of people. Listen to what Kamala Harris says here about the population on how to fix it.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population.
Did you hear what she just said right there? And do what? What did she say, Shannon?
Reduce the population.
How do you reduce the population?
I feel like I'm in school when you do that. Like,
oh, really?
Did I just say?
Just kidding. Vehicles and reduce population. More of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
So we get rid of people. So then the people that's left will have more clean air.
Yeah. How do they decide who's going?
And yeah, who decided to go in? And of course, you can't depopulate something that's not populated. So We're talking about, again, them pushing for the unborn, killing the unborn child, for them convincing children to live a homosexual lifestyle, right? And adults, because if you live in the lifestyle, you cannot reproduce. If they kill them in the womb, they're killing them off. Vaccine.
Kung flu.
Right? Get everyone to get injected with the vaccine. And there was actually a video, don't have time to play it, where in the state of Florida, where there looked like, I don't know, they were talking about, I saw this video yesterday, I don't know if it's actually passed, but they were saying that there was a bill up to label the mRNA vaccine as a bioweapon. I completely agree with it. And the Democrats are all complaining, saying that it's probably going to pass, that they're going to, because they're labeling it as an bioweapon. That's part of it. Depopulate the earth. And if they can't do it with abortion, they can't do it convincing you to live a sodomy lifestyle. If they can't do it with the mRNA vaccine, the next best thing is this. Look at this. This is the best next thing. You can leave a split screen here. Watch this. This is people, fentanyl, heroin, whatever it is, San Francisco, Detroit, St. Louis, Seattle. Look at them. They're just slumped over. Slumped over. Everybody on the street. There's a guy up against the wall there. There's a guy up against the wall. Just everyone is drugged out like it ain't nothing. Let me see. Where's the guy at the wall?
There's a guy up against the wall. This isn't an uncommon video anymore.
No, like, this is normal.
This is happening in major liberal cities, by the way.
Yeah, this is a typical thing. I mean, look at them. And they're just standing there, and people walking by like it's nothing. Like that's normal. And I guess this guy here on the wall, is he just like slumped over? Is he doing graffiti? I don't think he's doing graffiti. He's like, they're like zombies. That's what it looks like. They look like zombies. They're like half dead. So this is another way, because you know, I know in California, they were putting up heroin shops. They were putting up heroin shops. Straight up heroin shops.
Yeah, for clean needles and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, any other
it
time.
It perpetuates the problem.
Is yeah, I mean, so instead of, well, how do they get the heroin?
Well, so when they go in there, they're supposed to help them get rehabilitated, but that's not what's happening.
They were saying
every time they put
it was one of it these wasn't shots, even rehab it wasn't even for that.
Well, that's actually what it was for. They're supposed to hand out pamphlets and try to get these people help.
Well, I remember when it first came out, they said that they were going to the thing was is that they said that they were going to shoot up, and because they were going to shoot up, we need to create a safe, clean environment for them to shoot up.
That
because
is what they say.
Because they're going to do it.
That's what they say. But they're supposed to also advocate for them to get better. But every single time they've put up one of these shops, the problem's gotten worse.
Oh,
because these people really
worse.
Don't want help. And if you're gonna give them avenues to continue doing what they're doing, they're gonna throw that pamphlet away or use it for a plate for food on the road, on the street or something. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. It looked like
they don't
zombies.
Ever think about the what can go wrong with what they do, right?
No, they don't
ever consider everything.
They never consider the outcome. They just do it just to be doing it, and if it happens, it happens. They never consider the outcome. Let me ask you. Is it possible? Can we put the Rumble comments here up on the screen? Is it possible for a boy to go through the wrong puberty? Is it possible for a biological girl to go through the wrong puberty? Think about it. A biological girl that has ovaries, she goes through puberty. And Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong, but when a young girl goes through puberty, Is that like the beginning when she goes to the beginning stages of her puberty? That's when she like hits her cycle for the first time. Leave the comments up there for me.
Yeah.
Leave the comments up there. So my question, is it possible for a child to go through the wrong puberty? Yes or no? See, my questions are all yes or no.
That's such a ridiculous thing for them to say.
Right? I mean, people going, what are you talking
He's
about,
natural.
Will? What are you talking about? No, there's no way that someone's going to go through the wrong puberty. If you're a male and you're in the male body, you're going to go through the male puberty phase. Same thing with a female. You're going to go through the female puberty phase. But of course, we're talking about the freaking evil stinking left, where Richard Levin says that you can go through the wrong puberty. Look at this. Again, you can't make this stuff up.
Admiral Rachel Levine is a pediatrician and the assistant secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. She's the highest...
Wait a minute. You hear that part right there? That this irks me right there because it's a total lie. It's a he. And it's always those on the left talking about misinformation or disinformation. It's a he.
Health and Human Services. She's the highest ranking openly transgender federal official in the country.
What would you say to folks who think that they're being reasonable by saying, why can't children just wait till they're 18?
Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty?
What? What if you're going through the wrong puberty? How is that not demonic in itself? That is 100% demonic.
They're 18.
Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you inside feel that you are female, but now you're going through a male puberty?
The argument is, well, they're too young to know.
I want to make it clear that for prepubertal children, there are no medical procedures done. The standard of care allows them to explore that with therapy.
That's a lie. Because they have these kids, these children at the age of 13, where they're trying to castrate them. I talked about this on my LFA broadcast, Culture Wars, Monday through Friday. Little girls at the age of 13, they're convincing them to cut their breasts off. Convincing little boys to cut his genitals off and invert it. I mean, complete the worst thing you can imagine that they're doing to children. And this sick dude, Richard, this sick dude is pushing the idea and encouraging it. And that is the Biden regime. That is the current federal government pushing this crap onto our kids. They're literally pushing this crap onto our kids. And what are we supposed to do? Just be like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. I don't think so. I don't think so. So let me, I have one more that I want to share with you. I want y'all to look at this. This is with Donald's. And he's actually talking about student loans because, you know, Joe Biden, he just completely, we don't have time to play it, do we? Actually, we don't.
Well, I'll just say this. You want me to show the article?
Yeah, to show the article real quick.
So Biden has found a loophole where he can now.
It's not even a loophole. They just don't care what the Supreme Court said. Well, and it's going along with it.
I mean, they found a way to get their student loan forgiveness through. They're going to give $39 billion in loan forgiveness over 800,000 borrowers. If you want to read more about this, it's on our website, uniteamericafirst.com.
Yep. And also, don't forget, go to Mammoth Nation. MammothNation.com. They have conservative views, conservative access to resources. MammothNation.com. If we can, what's this on the screen here? This.
Yeah, you can shop.
You're going to it right now. We're looking at you. Sorry. Browse to it right now. No, that's fine. It's real time here. Going to it, mammothnation.com. So you can go to our website to it. So yeah. If you go here and use promo code WILL, you can get 30% off of your membership. And they have hotels. They have everything, just about everything. They're growing every single day. They're growing so much.
They help link you up with conservative businesses, with conservative values and American-made products.
And the reason why they caught my attention is because TikTok banned them for life. And all they're doing is pushing conservative values. And TikTok said, nope, you can't be here. You can't be here. And I saw a video where they were on with Fox News. Not that Fox News is any better, but they was on there with Fox News and said, yeah, TikTok banned us because we have conservative values. So You can go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, go to conservative shop, and you'll see it right there. Use promo code WILL, and you get 30% off on your membership. All right, everybody, that's it for me. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.